And you know what day this is?
Certainly, Amos. It's Tuesday.
That's right, and Tuesday means we're on the air for Triple Action Rinso.
Yes, sir, Rinso, the soap that gets clothes Rinso white and Rinso bright, brings you the Amos and Andy Show. A full half hour of entertainment with all the Amos and Andy characters, plus Lud Gluskin and his orchestra, and those famous
Delta Rhythm Boys.
Now, Lieber Brothers Company, the makers of Rinso, invite you to sit back, relax, and enjoy the story of Amos and Andy. After the heavy snows of the past winter, the Kingfish and Andy are relaxing in the Kingfish's office, completely happy that spring has finally arrived.
Well, Andy, spring is here, old boy. This is when the robins start gyrating back up here, you know.
Yeah, this is the time of the year when the jockeys and the bookies is coming north from high lives.
Yeah, spring, yeah, the tree trunks is giving out with the sap.
Yeah.
Speaking of sap, my brother-in-law is in town.
Is that dumb ox here again? How'd he get here, on a freight car?
Oh, no, come in town this time in a cattle car, Andy. They told me he'd been in there for 8 days with him. I sent him over to the doctor to get him examined for hoof and mouth disease. I think the doctor dipped him while he was there.
That's the brother that your wife don't speak to, ain't it?
Oh, yeah, he can't even come in the house. Eh? She won't even let him in there. Yeah, I give him a job cleaning up the lot next door to the lodge, yeah?
Yeah, I noticed that all the rubbish was off of there. I thought somebody was going to use it for parking.
No, that lot belongs to the lodge, yeah. Can't nobody park, Hey, wait a minute.
What's the matter?
Why can't we use it for a parking lot and make some money on the thing?
Yeah, that's something. How would we work the thing, Kingfish?
Oh, it's easy. We're going together on strictly a 50-50 partnership basis. Now, how much money can you put up, Andy?
Well, I could sell my building and loan, close out my checking account, cash in my Christmas club savings account, and sell that investment stock that I bought. I could raise about $9.
Good. Tell you what, you put up your $9, and I'll match it with $9 worth of brains.
Yeah, then we'll start. Hold it now. Hold it a minute. Forget that idea. You put up the same amount of cash that I do.
Okay, Andy. If you'd rather have money, it's all right with me. But if I put up cash in the business, then I reserve the right to use my brains for something else.
Well, tell me this. How much could we make out of that parking lot?
Well, now, let's figure it out, I take this pencil here. Let me see. Now, you take the amount of space we got and divide it by the number of cars we can park.
Yeah, but how much space has we got in the lot there?
We got 12,000 square feet. My brother-in-law stepped it off this morning.
How could he do that? Has he got square feet?
I think he measured it with his head, right?
Well, tell me this. Figuring 12,000 square feet there, how much money can we take in on the lot?
Well, let me see here. Now I'll get to work with the pencil. I'll figure it out here. I'll do it by the hour and see how much we can make. Let me see now. 12,000 square feet times 60.
Times 60?
Yeah, on account of 60 minutes an hour.
Oh, yeah.
Well, now we divide that figure by 2 bits, crack that into digits, and subtract that sum from the revisor. 6 and 8 are 14, and 12 are 21.
What do it come to there?
And on an average day, we can clean up almost 618 square hours.
Yeah. 618 square hours sounds pretty good, you know what? Too bad the answer didn't come out in dollars.
Yeah, but an income of 618 square hours ain't bad.
No, special for a new business.
Yeah, now, the next thing we ought to do is to think up the printing that goes on the back of the parking tickets that's so small that can't nobody read it. You know that stuff?
Oh, yeah, all that stuff about we ain't responsible for nothing under no circumstances and all that stuff.
Yeah, we'll print on the tickets in big letters, we is completely irresponsible. Come on, let's go.
To...
Kingfish, I think we're doing great business here on this parking lot for the first day.
Oh, yes, Earl, and we already got 16 cars on here already.
Yeah. Hey, wait a minute. Here comes another customer. She's driving up in a brand new car, too.
Yeah, here she's coming. Look at that. Yes, ma'am. Here's your parking ticket right here.
Will you please be very careful with this car because we just got it this week.
Oh, yes. This here is the super careful parking lot. My assistant here can really drive a car. Get him over here. Miss Rickenbacker, park the lady's car. Be very careful. Brand new, Miss Rickenbacker.
Oh, thank you so much.
Parking one car. Coming up.
Here's your 25 cents, and thank you very much.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Hey, this is a nice-looking car, all right. Wish I had it.
Yeah, well, start it up and put it in the spot there. And...
Hey, something is wrong.
Wait a minute, Andy. Don't shift the thing like that. That's got the new hydrophobia drive there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I read about that.
Go ahead now. Back it into space number 7, Andy.
Okay. There's a car already in number 7.
All right, Andy, then put it in number 9.
Okay. There's a car number 9, too.
Well, Andy, back it into that empty space between them two cars there.
Okay. Is everything clear?
Wait a minute, wait a minute. Hold it there, hold it. The way you aim, man, you ain't going to get it in that open space.
I'm going to bank it off that Chevrolet.
You see, it didn't bank. Wait a minute, Andy. Wait a minute. She ain't got a pocket. Here she come back. Wait a minute. Here come.
Well, I'm back, and the store didn't have what I... Say, what have you done to my rear fender?
Well, don't blame us. We ain't responsible. Get yourself a magnifying glass and read the back of that ticket there.
Well, I'll never come in this parking lot again. Now I'll have to go to a fender shop and get my fenders all straightened out.
Andy, that gives me an idea. We ought to open up a fender shop right here on the lot, you know.
You sure is right. Why must we lose that business?
Yeah, we ought to charge more for parking, too. We ought to have a rule around here. Charge as much as we can get.
Yeah. Say, Kingfish, I'm going down to the corner and get myself something to eat. I'll be back in about an hour.
All right, so long, Andy. I'll handle everything. Well, let me see how much money I done took in here today. No, ain't no use to monkey with that, though, because Andy knows what I done took. Oh, here come my brother-in-law.
Well, hello there, brother.
Hello, Leroy.
Bless my soul. This morning there wasn't nothing on this lot when I cleaned it up. Now just look at the automobile.
Yeah, doing great business here too, Leroy. Say, by the way, I won't run home and get a bite to eat myself. I'll be gone about 20 or 30 minutes. Stay here, Leroy, will you? If any customers come in, we got a new rule. Charge them as much as you can.
Okay, brother. Now hurry back now, because I want to go down to the freight yards and see a buddy of mine that just got in town.
I'll give you a break. Well, Leroy, I wasn't going long, was I?
No, Kingfish, you sure won't.
Tell me this, has Andy Brown been back around here yet?
No, I ain't seen him nowhere.
How was business while I was gone?
Well, I think I done very good. Here's the money right here, $600.
$600?
Mm-hmm. I sold that Ford convertible that was sitting right out front. Here's the man's name. Well, I'll drop back in a day or so. Goodbye, brother.
Holy smoke, he sold a Ford. He thought this was a used car lot. Of all the messes to get messed up in, here I is again. Well,
I got a right to sing the blues. I got a right to feel low down.
I got a right to hang around, down around the river, a certain man in town just brought me down.
All I see for me is
mourn and sigh. I got a right to sit and cry down around the river.
I know the deep blue sea.
The deep blue sea
will be calling me.
It's calling me.
Say what you will and what you choose. I've got a right to sing the blues.
I got a right to sing the blues. I got a right to moan and sigh. I got a right to sit and cry down around the river, Man River, know the deep blue sea will be calling me. Say what you will and what you choose, I'll sing the blues. What can I lose? I've got to sing the blues.
Well, I was in trouble, so I'll go in here and get some advice from a lawyer, LaGuardia Stonewall. Hello, LaGuardia.
Hi, Bob. Come in.
I was in trouble. Now, write this down.
I wish I had a pencil in this office. Don't matter, though. Go ahead. I ain't got no paper, neither.
Well, now, here's my problem, LaGuardia. My brother-in-law was watching the parking lot for me, and he sold one of the automobiles for $600.
Well, that ain't no problem. Just pay him 5% commission.
Yeah, but the car didn't belong to me. It wasn't my car.
Well, in that case, you can afford to pay him 10%.
Oh, you don't understand.
Well, maybe you better explain it to me again. See, sometime it'd help if I know what my client is talking about.
Well, today my brother-in-law watched my parking lot, and while I was gone, he sold the car for $600.
Well, how much did you expect to get for it?
Well, I didn't expect to get nothing for it.
Why ain't you satisfied with $600?
It ain't a question of being satisfied. The thing is, I don't deal in automobiles. I got a parking lot.
Oh, your place is just a parking lot.
Yeah.
Well, it's lucky you come here for legal advice. I'm going to tell you something that you ought to know.
What is that?
You sold a car that didn't belong to you.
I just got through saying that.
You did, huh? You know, it's the old saying, two great thoughts are with a single mind. You know, you can get 10 years for this.
10 years? One thing I forgot to tell you, though, I got a partner in this parking lot, Andy Brown, and I don't want Andy to know that brother-in-law of mine made that crazy mistake, you see?
I see what you mean.
Got to keep my kinfolk up. Now, look, Stonewall, you is my lawyer. Think hard. I don't want to go to jail.
No, I don't want you to go to jail, neither. I've been losing too many clients that way.
There must be some legal angle here.
But the only thing I can think of is for you to sell your end of the partnership to Andy Brown and date the agreement as of yesterday before the car was sold.
I see. Make it radioactive, huh?
Yeah. Turn over the $600 to him and let him have the business.
That's a good idea. I'll go over and give him the business good.
Hi, Kingfish. Where you been all this time?
Oh, Andy, I just come from a checkup at my doctor's. Yeah, afraid I'm going to have to give up the parking lot business.
Give it up? What's the matter with you?
Well, according to my Dr. Kahulik that I went to, I can't stand the exhaust fumes. I've been breathing too much carbon peroxide, Andy.
What is that?
Well, I was allergic to carbon peroxide. Yep, I went over there, and he gave me the allergic test. Yeah, I took off my shirt, and he scratched me with an exhaust pipe, you see. And I swore right up there. Good thing I had him already.
You sure was in the mess, all right.
Yeah.
What you going to do about it?
Well, it's only one thing I can do, Andy. I guess I just got to take a finance licking and sell out to you.
Huh?
Here, Andy, here's $600.
Well, why is you giving me that?
Oh, you got it coming to you. After figuring everything very close, I find that the business is worth $1,200.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you was buying me out, you was entitled to my share of it.
Wait a minute here. You mean that you was really giving me $600 here?
Well, what can I do about it, Andy? You got me over a barrel. That's all. I know when I was outsmarted.
Well, what I can't figure out, Kingfish, is where you got this $600 that you just handed me.
Well, I borrowed it on my unemployment insurance.
No fooling. I didn't know they let you borrow on that.
Oh, it ain't easy, I tell you that. You has got to prove to them that you ain't worked for a long time in the past and that you ain't got no intention of working in the future. Otherwise, they'll class you as a bum and they won't give you nothing down there.
Yeah, well, if you want to give me this $600 to buy my share, I certainly ain't going to argue with you.
Yeah, well, you're doing a smart thing, all right. Now, if you'll just sign this contract and draw it up, that'll close the deal.
Yeah, go ahead. Read me the contract, will you? Read it to me.
Oh, it's just a little thing that I whipped up to make it legal. It says here, I, Andrew H. Brown, hereby purchase the parking lot share of George Stevens.
Mm-hmm.
In this contract, Andrew Brown will hereafter be mentioned as the buyer. George Kingfish Stevens will not be mentioned at all. Then I go on to say here, and it will be immediately forgotten that Kingfish was ever in the whole business.
Hold it. Wait a minute. Listen, the clause in that contract just whizzed by me there.
Well, it's the newest form of contract. Some of the clauses are a little faster than others. You see?
Yeah, that last one you read is like trying to see a jet plane in the sky. I was listening over here, and you was reading over there.
Yeah, they get by fast, don't they? Then the contract just goes on to say that you was the sole owner of the lot as of yesterday.
As of yesterday? I was buying the lot today.
I know, but the contract won't go into effect till tomorrow, and tomorrow it'll say as of yesterday. And that'll mean the day. See what I mean? The thing kind of reverberates back there.
Wait a minute now. Today is yesterday, and tomorrow is, I guess it'll come out all right. Okay, I'll sign it.
Oh, great, Andy, great. Congratulations, Andy, on becoming the sole owner of the parking lot by yourself as of yesterday.
Yeah, well, thanks, Kingfish. Maybe I can go in another business with you again sometime.
Maybe, but who knows what you'll feel like doing 10 years from now, huh?
Yes, Amos, I owns this parking lot by myself. And the Kingfish gave me $600 to boot when they got out of the deal.
Well, I'm really happy for you, Andy, old pal. Look like you blew yourself to a new East outfit there, too, didn't you?
Yeah, sure did.
Hey, look at that. Them pants. You really wearing high-waisted pants there, ain't you?
Yeah. I think I'm going to drop them a little, though. They're cutting me under the arm.
Yeah, well, I wish you a lot of luck in your parking lot. I still can't understand why the Kingfish done that deal the way he done.
Well, he come over here. And you know what he done? That's something I can't understand
hey,
either.
Hey, buddy, I got a parking lot ticket here for a Ford convertible, and it's missing from the lot.
Oh, sure it ain't on you, huh?
No, it ain't. It's gone, I tell you.
Gone? Well, I tell you, what...
Oh, I know, mister. That's the car that we sent over to have it washed with our compliments. It'll be back in less little while.
Well, all right. But listen, buddy, I've got a few other things to do. I'll be back in 3 hours, and you'll be sure and have that car here or there'll be trouble.
Listen, Amos. What are you doing sticking your nose in my business and telling the man that?
Well, look here. Don't you see through this thing, Andy? When I first come up here, you told me the Kingfish give you $600. Now, the Kingfish done give you that money and sneaked out of the deal all of a sudden.
Yeah. That dirty double-crosser. I'm going over and punch him right in the nose.
I don't blame you.
Thank you.
here come Andy down the hall. He got that knowing look on his face. What'll it do? I got to protect my brother-in-law.
Kingfish, I'm going to give you exactly 1 minute to tell me about that $600 and that missing automobile off that parking lot. Let me roll up my sleeves here. I'm going to beat you to an inch of your life.
Wait a minute. Now, don't hit me, and I'll tell you. Don't hit me now.
All right. What is it? Come on. You see that fist there?
Wait a minute. I'll tell you the truth. Look here. Don't hit me now. I had some crazy fellow watch the parking lot for me. He thought it was a used car lot, and he sold the car. But I'm going to help you, and declare I is.
Help me how?
Yeah, well, look here. I got the man's name that bought the car, and we'll go over and give him $600 back.
Yeah, but it's only one trouble with that. I done spent $100 of it for an Easter outfit.
Oh, me. Well, the man ain't going to sell us back the car for $500. We got to find some place where we can borrow $100.
Yeah, well. Shorty the barber. Come in.
Look who's here. I'm glad to see you. What's cooking? When I get hired, fellas.
Shorty, look here. We is up against it. Do you know where we can get $100?
Oh, that's as easy as rolling off a lot. I got a bank account that's got $1,000. There's a fellow over here on Lenox. Now, look, you cannot. I know. I think you better. That is. I would get. There it is right there, you see.
Yeah, you know, Kingfish, he might have something there.
Repeat that last thing again, will you, Shorty?
Yeah, you see what I was saying? That all you have to do when you...
Listen, forget that, Shorty. You know where there's a good loan company?
Oh, yeah, there's a great loan company right around the corner on Lenox. I once borrowed some money from them to buy a brand new automobile.
To buy a brand new automobile, huh?
Yeah, but the loan company kept the car that I bought for security and held it till I paid for it.
Did you get the car back?
Well, I made the last payment today, and I just got the car, but who wants to be seen driving around in 1918 Essex?
How do you do, sir? My name is George Stevens. This is Mr. Brown.
How do you do?
This is the Helping Hand Loan Company, isn't it?
Yes, it is. May we serve you?
Yes, sir. What I want to do, mister, is to borrow $100.
Mm-hmm. Now, Mr. Stevens, your reference is.
There he is right there, Mr. Brown. I carry him right with me. He's my personal reference.
Yeah, he's okay. Give him the $100.
Well, just a minute.
By the way, mother, your rates here... Your rates is cheap rates, ain't it?
Oh, very cheap. We charge practically nothing. We merely try to eke out a living.
Well, that's good. How big is the eke?
First, your name and address. So if you'll just fill out this card.
Yes, sir. Give me the thing.
Here you are. That'll be 15 cents.
15 cents for the card?
Yes, that's to cover the cost of printing them. We use so many cards here. Our printing bill is fantastic.
Yeah, so here are the 15 cents. Can I borrow your pen there, please?
Certainly.
Thank you.
There's a 10-cent service charge for the pen.
Yeah, sir. I got the dime ready here. Tell me this. Do the ink go with it?
The ink is compliments of the company.
Yes, sir. Well, right down here. There you will. Name and address. The ink is still wet there.
Well, I have a blotter.
No, I can't afford that. I'll blow on that.
Go ahead. Give him the $100, mister. Go ahead.
Well, do you, Mr. Brown, feel qualified to be a reference for Mr. Stevens?
Oh, yes, sir. You ain't talking to no bum, you know. Look here. There's $500 right there. See it? Eyes loaded.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you think he's worth $100 security?
Oh, sure.
Well, suppose you put up $100. Just a security, mind you.
Well, all right, sir. There you is. There's $100.
Fine. I'll take this $100 and give it to Mr. Stevens. There you are, Mr. Stevens, $100. And you come in and make your regular weekly payment.
Thank you very much. See you later, mister.
Goodbye.
Well, Andy, now, look here. Here is the $100. Now we was all set to buy back the automobile for $600. We didn't have no trouble in there, did we?
You know something? When I was doing this high finance with these fellas, I always get a little dizzy in the head. Did we come out all right in there?
Oh, sure we did. You see, the $100 you put up was just security. Mm-hmm. But I borrowed $100 as a loan. Yeah. And now I give you the $100. Yeah. Let's go over in the corner somewhere and count our money, will you?
Kingfish, like I told you over the telephone, I raised the money, paid the man off with a Ford car, and that mess is over.
Well, now, Brother Andy, since you phoned me, I know all that, and that's why I brung this contract over to you to sign, giving me back the parking lot. And I tell you why. You are such a good friend that I don't want to see you get in trouble like that, because them things are serious, Andy.
They sure is.
Yeah, now, I was taking this parking lot back off your hands because I love you.
Yeah.
Here, sign the contract there. Give me the lot.
Okay, I'll sign it. There you is. Now, the parking lot is all yours.
Oh, thanks, Brother Andy, thanks. By the way, where did you ever get the money to add to the $500 to pay the man for the Ford?
Well, while I went to lunch a while ago, I had that stupid brother-in-law of yours watch the lot for me, and he sold the Lincoln Continental for $100.
Good night, folks.
See you next Tuesday.
I never realized why I was never asked to the women's luncheon until I heard that awful whisper.
Let's not invite her. You know, B.O.
The way to stop those whispers is to take a daily bath with Life Boy. Life Boy is the only soap especially made to stop B.O. What's more, scientific tests prove that a daily bath with Life Boy helps build up increasingly better protection against B.O. Play safe. Bathe with Life Boy. You don't want people to whisper,
B.O.
Get Life Boy.
Be sure to be with us next Tuesday at the same time when Lever Brothers Company, the makers of Rinso, will again present the Amos and Andy Show. This is Carlton Cadell saying good night to all of you from all of us.
The Amos and Andy program is rebroadcast to our armed forces all over the world through the facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio Service. This is NBC, the national broadcasting company.